It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jefferson County health officials have ordered everyone 2 years old and older to wear masks indoors at schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The order is one of the most aggressive of any county so far. It requires all unvaccinated faculty and staff and unvaccinated students and adults involved in extracurricular activities to undergo routine testing during the academic year. Health officials say the Delta variant is driving a surge of cases now. Most new cases in the county are among the unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. In the metro county of about 500,000 people, 41% of youth ages 12 to 15 and 37% of 16 to 19-year-olds have not received even one shot. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The health department for Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties could decide on a mask mandate today. An independent group reviewing the Aurora Police Department set out nearly 50 recommendations at a city council meeting Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The researchers said the department needs to strengthen and clarify its rules around use of force tactics. It also needs to collect better data, include civilians in its hiring practices, and work on building more ties to the community. The researchers found that officers used force relatively more frequently on black men than white men, and that some officers resort to using force much more frequently than others. The police chief says this could be because those officers are in more dangerous jobs. The city council will eventually vote on whether to accept the recommendations and order changes at the department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Areas that depend on the Colorado River have to cut back on their water use after the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation declared a first-ever water shortage. Arizona and Nevada and users in Mexico will have to reduce their consumption. The declaration does not change anything for Colorado, but it does add pressure to the renegotiations of the River Management Plan, which is set to expire in 2026. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.